Having experienced his first foretaste of defeat in the costly and inconclusive Battle of Eylau in February of 1807, Napoleon spent the rest of the winter and much of the spring resting and refitting his army. With the German states showing signs of unrest and the French people themselves balking at the blockade of British goods, he could ill afford another such battle, and thus he set about to ensure a swift and certain conclusion of the campaign in the spring. During the first week of June, emboldened by his determined stand at Eylau, General Bennigsen moved out of his newly constructed fortress at Heilsberg to begin an assault against the French line along the Passage River. The Russian advance ran into the stubborn defensive tactics of Marshal Ney, however, and was quickly turned back, opening the way for a French counteroffensive. Driving the Russians back upon Heilsberg, the French quickly enveloped the enemy stronghold, eventually forcing Bennigsen to withdraw, lest he be surrounded and cut off. On the 11th of June, the Russian commander crossed east of the Ala River and moved north, seeking to unite with Lestock's army and additional Russian reinforcements in the vicinity of Königsberg. On the evening of the 13th, Bennigsen reached a point immediately east of the village of Friedland. Here, despite the arrival of a French corps under Marshal Lana, he began crossing the Ala on a series of pontoon bridges to occupy the town. By seizing Friedland, the Russian commander sought to gain the highway to Königsberg, but the presence of Marshal Lana's corps and the proximity of Napoleon's main force would make his position west of the river a precarious one.